We bow our heads in prayer. Gracious and Heavenly Father, come into our midst this day. May your Spirit be poured out upon us. As we reflect upon the power of your love and your grace, the joy that we have as your people living out in our time, we go to your word, and in your word, there is the truth, the light that surrounds the darkness of our lives and brings us the joy of our eternal salvation. Bless us this day. In the power of your love, we come. Amen. Shortly after Jesus begins his ministry, he sits down and he reads in the temple. And as he opens the book or the scroll and he rolls it out, he reads the opening words of the Old Testament for today. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion. And then a few verses later in Luke 4, he simply says to the crowd, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." If you remember that moment, the people were offended. In fact, they rejected him. They took him out of the temple and they wanted to throw him down the hill. Jesus had proclaimed that he was the messianic text. Glorified he would be in their presence. Today, we light the third candle, that wonderful pink candle that reminds us of the joy we have in the midst of Advent, as we too have something to proclaim and share. In the midst of this semi-penitential season, there is good news. There is a reason to rejoice. There is a reason to celebrate, because within a short time, yes, we will celebrate the birth of the Christ child. But we have the opportunity as God's people to celebrate through word and sacrament as God's people in this place. It is through word and sacrament that Christ prepares us for his second coming, where there we can rejoice eternally. Those beautiful words of Isaiah ring out for us this morning. The truth is that we are living in the year of the Lord's favor. We have good news to proclaim. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Now let's go back. There is the prophet among God's people who have been in exile, and they hear these words: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who sit and are bound." What do you think this meant to them? For often, the words of the prophets were gloom and doom. They brought a message that oftentimes the children of God did not want to hear. But here comes Isaiah with these beautiful words, a reason to rejoice. Yes, what was going on in Zion? Look at verse 3. Verse 3 says, to grant to those who mourn in Zion to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a fake spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that they may be glorified. That they may be glorified. What a message of hope in the midst of the darkness of their times. They had a reason to greatly rejoice in the Lord. Oh, things weren't all that good. This was not a great time for Israel. And yet in the midst of it, here is this message of hope. Here is this message of joy for God's people. They could exalt themselves in their God, who had not forsaken them, who was still with them, who had covered them with His righteousness. And He could call them the oaks of righteousness. Then we come to the gospel today. Here's John the Baptist out there in the wilderness, across the Jordan in Bethany. And he's talking about a joy that is coming. One who is greater than John. Oh, they came out because John was something spectacular. And here we get to visit John again a second week in this Advent season. John would proclaim that Christ is near. That in the midst of their sins, in the midst of the sorrowfulness of their times, Christ was coming. God loves us, surrounds us in His love. Here we sit today, 2020. What a year. Think about who you are. Think about the fact that you are oaks of righteousness, that you have been attached to the root, the very root of that tree that would bring life and salvation to all who believe. While the message of Isaiah proclaims a powerful message to the people of Isaiah's day, it also is a powerful message for us in the midst of this Advent season to remember whose we are and what God has done for us. You are oaks of righteousness, offspring of the root. As offspring, we are to be known among the nations. As offspring, we have been blessed. Think about that. You have been blessed to be a blessing to others. We are the offspring of a living God. A God who is willing to send His one and only Son, who came into our world to be placed upon a tree. A cross for you, for me. Yes, this hasn't been a great year. There's a lot of things we could reflect on. We sometimes want to say, let's just get done with it. It hasn't been all that positive. Think about it. Pandemic, struggling with it for over 9 months now. When we think it's going to get better, it gets worse. We look forward to a vaccine that maybe will bring relief. And even that, we squabble about. Yes, we witnessed very near to us those destructive wildfires. Burned up much of our beautiful state. And yet we have a God who will bring back that beauty in His own time and in His own way. The earth will need to sprout forth once again, and trees will have to abound. But you and I, we can still experience that beauty. Yes, I drove up through there last Sunday, and it's terrible. And as you look at all the destruction and all of the pain and fires, and you listen to the stories, you're reminded that God is in control. It's hard for us to think positive in these days. Right now, we struggle as a nation, greatly divided, wondering, how will this all end? It's not a pretty time for America. It's a sad time that we've become so self-centered. And we want what we want, not what God wants. We all have dug in because we have a position. And surely we must be right. But our God is bigger than that. Our God is much bigger than that. As a congregation, you have gone through change. It came suddenly, left you wondering. Some of you pointing fingers at others, wondering, how will we be better off? Or will we be better off? Yes, when we look at nature, when we look at our government, even when we look at our church, it sometimes leaves us wondering. Leaves us with the feeling of uncertainty. But wait. In the midst of that, God brings forth a message. It is a message of certainty. It is a message of hope. It is a message of joy. You are the offspring of the root. When God created the world, He already knew what He would do for His creation. He did not desert us. From the very beginning, He has been there. As sin permeated that presence of His creation, God had it covered. The seed was sown in the garden with our first parents, Adam and Eve. God would then form a people of His own, a people He would call Israel. A people would look to Him. And yet, if you look at their history, it was not a pretty history. It was a history filled with sin. It was a history filled with rejecting God time and time again. And yet, did He give up on them? No, He didn't. Even today, as we live out our lives, we have a God who is in control. A God who does not quit on us. And we hear those powerful words from the prophet, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives." Yes, this is the year of the Lord's favor, and we should not forget it. God is with us, surrounds us in His love. And He brings us powerful words through His word. He gives us strength through His Spirit. And in a few days, we'll celebrate that gift of life. Born of a virgin, born in a stable, an unlikely place, and yet there would be our salvation, the salvation of the world, a journey that you and I can take because we know who God is and what He has done for us, that we are His offsprings, that we are oaks of righteousness. And together, we have something to celebrate. We ought to be filled with joy. because of what God has done for us. Christ came for you, for me, for all people. He came as the light that could not be taken out by the darkness. He is your light. He is my light. You are part of that root, offspring of the root, oaks of righteousness. And in the midst of this time, in which there is so much uncertainty, take a hold of the one certain thing you have, that God is with us. He loves us. He surrounds us in that love every day. And you are His. God will be with us. And when we think it's uncertain, remember we have one who has it all in His hands. Yeah, you don't have the answers. I don't got the answers. But we have a God who loves us and knows us and surrounds us. Live like oaks of righteousness. Attach yourself to the root who gives life in His name. Amen.